case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast for another week.
Hello, hello.
Busy morning this morning.
Very busy. There's a lot going on as we ramp things up here at Power FM.
Yes.
Lots of fun. So, yeah, like, okay, behind the scenes, we have these things called liners, which is where you, like, do a client plug, pretty much. So it's like a 5-word sentence or 10-word sentence, just being like, shop from this business at this location. And they're like for different like competitions and like just shout out kind of things. And usually on average would have like maybe three to do out through a whole entire show. Mm. We have nine.
We have nine
today. So,
and that's good because that means sales is selling, which is fantastic. But it's also
fingers
like,
crossed we get pay rises with all this sales selling things we have to do.
Yeah,
good joke, huh?
It's a hilarious joke. You know, good for them. They're selling, but we have no. We are just. We're talking about other businesses our whole show.
Well, that's the thing, because usually, like, throughout a show, this is, like, good little behind the scenes, which is what we like to do in our podcast intros, you know, give you stuff that we can't talk about on air. When we plan out the show, we have, like, not necessarily, like, a formula, but a bit of a guide as to how we format the breaks and where they go and stuff like that. And it's getting very hard to do that because we have so many things.
Can't put promos too close together or next to each other.
Yeah, so it's getting very interesting. But as I said, it's good. It means the business is somewhat booming, especially during a lockdown. So
yeah, exactly.
It's all just ramping up and apparently it's meant to get busier. So
yeah.
Well, I think Monday's meant to be a little bit better. I think a couple of things end that have been going for a few months.
Yes. So. Well, today was last day of Insta August.
And the pie run. The COVID survey as
COVID
well.
COVID survey. So we're getting rid of a few, but still.
There's a good chance they're getting replaced.
A little bit, yeah, by another survey. On the show this week, we had a heap of stuff happen.
We did indeed. We talked about Book Week a little bit. Let me go open up my little folder and I'll tell you exactly what is in today's podcast. Also, if you follow us on Facebook, you can go and see us stuff our faces with Vanilla Sloss.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
If you want to check out that.
Thoroughly enjoyed that. We got six because originally what we had planned was we're going to do like three different competitions and then it just kind of. We ran out of time and I was away this week a little bit and then it just turned into we'll just have an eating competition.
Yeah.
But we still got the six.
Mm.
So, and I won another one. So I'm tempted to just tell everyone, be like, oh, we only got like four. There's only two left. I'm really sorry. No one will know.
No one listen. No one that we work with.
And there's like no one here either.
Yeah.
Everyone's working
from
home.
And we'll probably be, people will probably, if we cut them, surely we'll just cut them.
Yeah, I'm happy to do a half. I want to try the French vanilla one that you had before, which has extra cream in it. Talking on the show this week, Book Week costumes, what you went as, where's Wally around
Ballarat? Where's Wally around
Ballarat? Talking music quizzes, getting upstage, how to cut a mullet. In case you're wondering and you need that inspiration during lockdown.
That was not just, you know, in case if you want to cut a mullet. It's actually for a cause. But if you want to just cut a mullet, that's fine as well.
Yeah, so there's a little bit going on.
A bit going on.
But yeah, I've just, you know, I'm a bit tired of the talking isn't working very well anymore.
No. So I think we better, I'm going to go for coffee number two this morning. I've got another one over there that's not half drank because
I was going to say this on air and then I forgot that. So morning, I don't drink coffee. I usually go for a tea, but it needs to be like a fruity tea.
Mm.
Like kind of the same that I drink alcohol, it needs to be fruity and I can't actually taste what it is.
Yeah.
So I went for like my lemon and lime tea this morning and I didn't leave the tea bag in long enough. I thought I had. And so it just tasted like slightly flavoured water. Like when you make a cordial and you don't put enough in and it's really annoying, that's what happened to me this morning. But I couldn't just go grab the bottle of cordial and put a little splash in. I'd thrown the tea bag out. It's very upsetting.
First world problems.
It really is.
Enjoy the podcast. We're going to get out of here because I need another coffee and we've been talking all morning and I don't know about you, but I'm... need some quiet time.
Some quiet time. Should we put on some like meditation spa music in the office? No, I'll just fall asleep actually because I'm very good at just falling asleep at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the podcast. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Book week happening this week.
It is indeed. I know a lot of kids are probably a little bit disappointed they can't go to school in their costumes throughout the week, but you can still have a book week at home. We're going to do a dress up on Friday. I have a couple of ideas of what I'm going to do. I'm trying not to spend any money on it. So
yes,
that's my task. I've given to myself.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate Book Week as a kid growing up?
I think
what did
so.
You go as?
I can't remember. The only time I can remember dressing up as a book character, which I assume was for Book Week, was I dressed up as Captain Underpants.
Oh, good one.
Classic.
Did you wear anything else apart from underwear to school no. or?
Yeah, a cape.
Fair enough. Yeah. Carried the book around as well.
Yeah, a cape. No, I had like... I can't remember. I had some type of, like, almost skin-coloured pants on and underwear. Yeah, no, I didn't just wear my underwear.
But it is, Book Week is a fun one that everyone looks forward to each year. For some parents, though, they get last-minute noticed and have to just drag a costume.
Put something together.
Some people really go all out with Book Week. And
I think I'm going to be that type of parent that just throws a sheet on Esther and be like, you're Casper, now get out.
Does Casper have a book, though?
Surely. Do you think so?
Probably. There'd be a comic book strip or something. This is the thing these days, is anything that has, like, a character in some way, shape or form has been turned into a book.
I might put Esther in a suit, like a very well-tailored suit, and say she's Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, I do like that. I was thinking about coming as Donald Trump on Friday.
Oh, yeah, out of the deal.
Yeah. I'm trying to work out if I have a suit that fits me at home. But going back to my days in primary school, I went to Zorro one year.
Zorro?
I have photos of it.
Lovely.
I got Mum's a Cobra.
Aussie. Oh, yeah.
Got her a Cobra and put black material and duct taped it on.
Lovely.
And then I made a, like, sword out of foil and cardboard and just wore black and had a cape.
That's creative. That's
same
well
year, a girl in my school, she came as the magic pudding. So she just stuffed herself with pillows and just draped a brown sheet over her and put a bowl on her head.
We had a girl at our school come as she had a sibling. She had two siblings in the same year. She was a triplet, and her and her two siblings came as the Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh,
and they
that's
were like
cool.
connected together. There was one in the middle, one on either end. That was pretty cool, actually.
All right, let's open this up. 533-1031. This could be to help parents if you need ideas,
yes.
or maybe you're a parent that just chucked a sheet on your kid. Whatever you went as dressed for Book Week, the good, the bad, and everything in between, I want to hear it. 533-1031. What did you wear for Book Week?
Let's hear it.
Taylor from Cardigan, Book Week costumes. What was yours?
Yeah, when I was in primary school, I was 6 years old. My mum loved, like, the theatre and dressing up. So any chance she had to dress me up, I went as Pippi Longstocking.
Nice,
and
classic.
She put, like, red lipstick on my cheeks to make them rosy. And I came home from school at the end of the day with red all over my clothes.
I was about to say, red lipstick, especially back in those days, was not the stay in place kind.
That's a dark cheek as well. That's a dark cheek.
And my teachers had to clean me up. I was like the laughing stock of the school. Like, it was a lot for a 6-year-old.
All right, word to the parents out there, no lipstick on cheeks, all right?
Yeah.
No makeup.
Dylan from Newington, what's your Book Week costume?
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, good one.
Does he have a book?
Surely.
Yeah, I think he is. Well, it's a cartoon character, so I reckon, you know, you see them sometimes at the bookshop and that type of thing, yeah.
Awesome.
But how did you do it? Did you, like, just go, like, in yellow? Did you do a cardboard box deal? Did you just stick sponges to you?
Yeah, no, what I did was I got, like, a big cardboard box and I stuck sponges on top of the cardboard box and walked in like that. It looked pretty cool, actually.
Oh, there you go. Inventive. I like it.
Yeah, so anyway, sorry, I got caught up with those calls. Book Week costumes, okay? So if you have any Book Week costumes, we do have a Facebook post up on our Facebook page.
Yes, give some inspiration to the parents out there trying to work out something this
You can
week.
Still do it at home as well if you're in lockdown at home.
Or at work. There's nothing... I'm going to be encouraging everyone from our work to do it at home.
We'll get a Zoom everyone call who's going. Upstairs. PT could go...
The BFG? The big friend. He's not that tall, though.
No. Brett from Newsroom, he's pretty tall.
Oh,
he's about my height.
There's a lot of different ideas out there. So join the discussion on our Facebook page, and then all throughout the week we'll be getting our own costumes ready to go.
That's right.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.
You know how there's a saying, like, along the lines of, someone would pay for that on the internet when you do something weird.
Yes.
Well, this is very much true because it's been proven over the past couple of days because a lady has come out. Her name is Lush Botanist. What a name. I'm not sure if that's actually
Lush
her.
Botanist.
I don't think it's her real name. I think it's kind of like...
I hope not. Lush, come here, would you?
Yeah, I think it's like just a fancy name to hide her true identity.
A handle.
Yeah, because she has made a pretty nice side hustle out of farting.
Okay. What are we talking? Scented candles?
So a bit of everything, really. Okay. So it all started when someone contacted her to film herself passing wind on camera and to send it to them. And so she did that because they paid the money for it, like in clothes, like fully clothed, just like her standing in front of a camera, just letting one rip, sent it off. And he's like, oh, this is great. And she's just built a business.
Oh, this is great.
Literally farting on camera. Do you want to guess how much money she has made from this in just a couple of months?
In a couple of months, I'm going to go 500K.
25,000, not quite 500K.
Okay, I thought there was a lot more sickos out there than there actually is. So
no, well, there's enough, though, for her. In one day, she made $4,000.
Yeah, wow.
And so she has a couple of different products that she offers people in case you're wanting to get into this business.
Okay.
One of them being just the classic video of her pass and wind.
Yeah. Just a classic one.
Just a classic. Mm. And she also does like a bit of an ASMR with it as well and puts the microphone real close.
Okay.
And then she also has jars that she will pass into and seal them off and
this is insanity.
Send to people to cupcake them, essentially. And then there's also, this is, I think,
right.
The weirdest. Mm. People request different lollipops, right? So just think like a Chubba Chub. So like what's your favourite Chubba Chub flavour?
Probably the watermelon one.
Okay, so she goes and buys you a watermelon one. She's like, so you say, hi, I like the watermelon flavour. She goes and gets that.
No.
And she farts on it.
No, she doesn't.
Wraps it up and sends it back to you with a price tag.
No, don't fart on a Chubba Chub.
This is her life. And what's even crazier about this, so you're thinking, because she like does it all day just filming these videos and whatnot, you'd think, how can someone pass that much wind? Mm. She's lactose intolerant, so she just eats cheese all day, and she knows what cheese will trigger what kind of sound as well. She's done the scientific research into mozzarella v. Parmesan.
So she gets an order and goes, all right, like, this one's a cheddar, that one's going
to
be
a brie. That's literally what happens. They made a full-on, like, 10-minute documentary about her. It was a very weird thing for me to be watching at work yesterday. But she says, it's like modern art, which is what people will say. Yeah, I could have done that, but did you, though? Did you? No, I don't want to do that. You can stick with your farming business. Thank you very
Josh
much.
Josh and Maddie, 103.1 Power FM.
Now, it's been a little bit doomy and gloomy around the place, you know, being in lockdown. There's a lot of news happening around the world. And, you know, I feel like we need to take a bit of a pause from all of that and focus on the positive things that have happened throughout this week and recently. So I thought we could have a bit of a feel-good Friday moment where you call up 533-1031 and just tell us something good that happened this week. It could be small, it could be big, it could be as simple as just not eating popcorn for dinner. It's simple as that. Pretty easy.
That's what someone commented on the post on Facebook.
Yes, they did. And I'm proud of that. That is huge. Anne said that she got delivered a bag of party mix lollies.
Yes.
That's a feel-good story. I got my tax done this week. That made me feel good.
That's a good one.
And I'm getting a tax return. I don't have to owe any money. So that's pretty happy. I gave my dog a haircut so she can actually see me now, which is kind of cute because she's been trying to stare at me through, like, wool in her eyes. Her hair, fur in her face. Do you have anything feel good this week, Josh?
Esther started to laugh.
Oh, that's really cute.
Super cute, super cute. She's getting super strong in the legs as well. She's standing up, which is very cute. We cleaned her house and got a house inspection done. Because of COVID, though, we couldn't have the real estate agent obviously come to our place. So we had to take photos, which was kind of fun.
Which is easy if you haven't really cleaned the house.
Just move that rubbish into the corner. We'll take a photo.
And you just stand in front of the rubbish. Like, look how clean this is.
No, definitely. Leonie, if you're listening. We have definitely tidied up the house. But, you know, we've got a few things done this week, which is a positive story. We do have a Facebook post up on our page, PowerFM Ballarat. Just share some of your positive stories.
Yes, Danny adopted 2 new kittens.
Cute.
Very cute. I'd like them to be called Josh and Maddie, just for funsies.
Even if they're 2 girls or 2 boys.
That's fine.
But just do it.
I've met a guy called Maddie. It's fine. Really? I don't think I've met a girl called Josh. Joshina?
No, Josh.
I don't know. Anyways. But
off topic.
533-1031. We're talking feel good stories. Just call up with something good that happened this week so we can all just have a bit of a smile on our face and go, oh, there's still some positivity out there in the world. It can be small or as big as anything that you need it to be.
That's right. 533-1031. Call us up and tell us your positive story.
Jessie from Black Hill. It's Feel Good Friday. What happened to you this week?
So I've had a bit of a rough week at work. I've been working from home and my partner has noticed kind of my mood's not been so good. So last night he cooked us an amazing lasagna and he chucked my favourite playlist on Spotify and we ended up dancing around the kitchen to Push Up by the Freestylers and it really made me smile.
Was it so fresh? Was it so fresh? You can admit it.
It wasn't so fresh, but damn, we are definitely putting some throwback in there for sure.
Definitely. I love that. Oh, it just makes you feel good. You know, eating lasagna, especially a home-cooked one, is so good.
I think the carbs helped as well, I think.
Definitely. Thanks, Jessie.
Thanks.
Awesome. That's a great story there from Jessie.
Yeah, super simple. Going over back to our Facebook page if you want to get involved in the conversation. You know, just share your feel-good moment like Renee did. They were supposed to have happy hour drinks today to welcome a new employee. Can't do it, so they're doing virtual ones instead over Zoom. The boss sent everyone a Dan Murphy voucher so they could go and buy a drink to have on the Zoom call.
What a boss.
That is good.
What a boss that is. Darren's got this one. Him and a workmate went to Macca's to get some breakfast and that he got to the register and the lady told him that the lady in front of him has actually paid for his order.
Oh, I love that.
So he's thanking that lady for the random act of kindness and wanting to pay it forward, trying to find a way to pay it
forward.
That's
a good one, a nice simple one you could do, pay for the next person's coffee. Just anything positive, you know, let us know. Let's all make ourselves feel a little bit better at the moment.
Yeah.
103.1 Power FM's Josh and Maddie.
Have you ever considered changing up the hairstyle?
I would like to, but I know that my face shape does not suit many hairstyles. Everyone's like, why don't you cut it short? I'm like, because I literally look like the moon, so it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Like, no joke, I will put a photo up of my face compared to the moon emoji, and you spot the difference.
Okay, that's harsh, but I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could find a haircut that suits.
No, I've tried a lot. Sorry to burst your bubble.
All right. Well, so you haven't considered ever trying out a mullet?
Oh, definitely not.
No mullet? Well, that's fair enough.
Have you?
Well, maybe now.
Okay.
Because the Black Dog Institute are doing mullets for mental health. You may have seen this on social media. I've seen a few things around on Facebook. Mullets for mental health. And it's pretty much where men, women and children can shave themselves a mullet for mental health.
I do like this idea because it's a really good talking point. Like, that's one of the fun things about Movember when it comes up is you know that, like, why people are doing it. It starts a conversation. And with a mullet.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then with a mullet, like, people, it starts being like, oh, why are you doing that kind of thing? And then it starts the conversation, which is really good.
What's the deal with mental health and things to do with hair?
I think it's just easy because everyone has it. It's a common thread that people can alter.
Everyone has mental health and, well, we can't say everyone has hair, but everyone can had hair at some point in their life.
Yeah, most people did or can try and grow facial hair. My favourite thing is people in Movember trying to grow a mo and you're like,
Chris, who used to be on The Brekkie Show here, he grows a pathetic moustache. And I don't think he would be offended for me to say that.
How do you go with a moustache?
I go all right. It just takes a bit for me to get going.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Once I'm going, I'm good. But there has been an article published about how to cut a mullet at home. You may think it's just, you know, trim the top and cut the bottoms. It's not, though. The first step is to obviously let your mop grow out so that you've got a lot to play with. Step two is clippers. I would have thought like going buzz cut, buzzing the hair with
the
electric.
Yeah,
one of those ones. Apparently clippers. Do it the more sensitive way that way. Step three, obviously you start with the fringe. Get rid of the fringe, deal with the fringe and then deal with the rest.
Yeah, but some people like with their mullets. You look back at Billy Ray Cyrus, he had a bit of a fringe going with his mullet.
Well, there's
and
a
same
photo
like
of
with
him
Miley
here.
Cyrus as well.
Miley's.
When she cut her mullet, she had a bit of a fringe going.
There's a photo of Billy Ray Cyrus here about with his mullet. It doesn't look how I imagined it, but...
This is a very fluffy mullet.
This is quite fluffy.
Because you can get different kinds of mullets. You can get, like, the shaggier kind of surfer dude mullet, and then you can get, like, the fluffier ones, or you can just get the straight ones. It kind of changes it up.
That's right. The fourth step is to trim the sides, obviously. You got to shape it a little bit. Step five is to chop. It's time to cut the top off and just chop the rest of it. And step six is to blend or not to blend. If you blend, you know, the sides, it does look quite stylish.
For some people. Some people can pull it off. Some people, not so much.
I think I might give Phoebe a mullet.
Oh, God.
My dog, Phoebe.
Poor child.
It's a dog.
She's a child.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.
Now, Australia has a pretty rich musical history, you would say. We've produced some of the greatest and highest-selling artists of all time.
Oh, yeah.
But some artists and songs, they've been a bit lost over time. You know, they might have their one-hit wonder or two hits, and they kind of disappear.
Fade into the back.
Yeah, but TikTok is trying to bring them back. There's a bit of a trend going on of people being like, hey, remember this song? How good was it? And have a bit of a dance to it. So I thought maybe this morning we could play a game and see how well you remember some of these songs.
Okay.
So I've got little snippets of five different songs. You're going to get a point for the name of the song, the artist, and a bonus point if you know the year as well. Ooh, so we're doing a bit of old school music trivia. So basically the next few minutes are just going to sound like my primary school discos.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah, all right. First
How do you
one.
Think you're going to go with this, though?
So it's potentially three points for each song. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
All righty, let's kick off with song number one. Thanks, you've been fueled for thought. Now absolute classic. You've heard this song, right? Name?
Casey Chambers?
No.
A Missy Higgins?
No.
No.
Do you know what the song's called?
No.
Have you heard it before?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a really classic one. It played this morning on 3BA.
I don't listen to 3BA.
No, but it's called Love Song. It's got a swear word straight after that bit, so I had to cut it.
Can we play the swear word?
No, we cannot. Okay, well, that's no points. That is
no points.
Love Song by Emile. It's from 2003. It was the highest-selling single of the year in 2003.
What's the artist called?
Emile. Amiel.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's popular. Highest-selling singer of 2003.
Yeah, I was five.
Yeah, you're at school.
Okay, next one.
All right,
one.
Next one. No, Christina's got the body.
I know this song. She really likes to spin and
twirl. What is that song?
I know this song.
I specifically didn't do the chorus of this song because it would have been way too obvious. They say the title too many times.
Yeah, look, I know this song, but I don't know any of the other information.
Do you want to just guess what it's called?
It's called Christina's Got a Bod.
No, it's called Do It With Madonna.
Oh.
You want to do it with Madonna.
Oh,
also
yes.
From 2003, it's by the Androids.
Okay.
All right.
Going great.
Next song, let's see if you can get this one. This stemmed off Australian Idol. I'll give you that clue. The name is the next bit of that song, like. Ricky, it's a group, I'll give you that.
It's a group.
Ricky Lee is in it.
Oh,
Paulini is in it.
I was going to say Paulini. It sounds like Paulini singing there. Is that
Kate DeRugo's in it.
I don't know who Kate DeRugo is.
She was the blonde one.
I don't
and there's another person I don't know who.
Doesn't make any difference.
Any ideas?
Yeah.
People are probably screaming at their radios right now.
I don't think they are. Anyway, go ahead.
This time I know it's for real.
This time I know it's for real. Is that how
it
goes?
That's actually, it's from 2006, The Young Divas.
Yes, see, I did know the song. I just don't know anything about it.
All right, next one.
Let's go, 0 from 0. Oh, I know this song.
This song's from a little bit later.
So, that's Reese Maston.
Yes.
1 point.
1 point.
Reese Maston. I'm going to say 2007.
2012, actually.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's older than I thought it was.
Wow, okay. Reese Maston. No, I don't know the name.
Shut up and kiss me.
Josh, shut
so
up and
shut
kiss
up
me.
So shut up and kiss me.
Don't miss me.
So you got 1 point out of that one.
Awesome.
All right. Last one. I highly doubt you're going to get this one because this is the hardest one.
Oh, good.
I thought the other ones were easier. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I really didn't listen to music until I was about 15, did I?
This is a band that came from Pop Stars, which is where Bardo came from as well.
That's also old to me. What year is that?
2001 this song is from. So, but I know all this. See, I thought
Yeah, you know it. I don't. And I'm the one bloody answering the bloody questions.
Any guesses?
No guesses.
That song is called Me, Myself and I.
Okay.
And it is by Scandal Us.
Scandalous. Us.
Yeah.
They're all Aussie?
All Aussie artists. And Josh knew
one
of them.
I knew Reese Maston.
From 2012.
Josh and Maddie, Power FM.
Josh, you're flying solo this morning. A great idea from a Ballarat local out at Alfreton to put up little Where's Wally photos all around the rec reserve. Natasha, the brains behind the operation, you're on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, how you going, Josh?
Good morning. How are you? You're actually out at the moment nailing more up.
Yes. We got a little report yesterday that there are a couple of missing, so we take our job as the Wally Keepers very seriously here. So we've popped out this morning to make sure they're all in situ and maybe put a couple of extras up as well.
Fantastic. Now, what made you come up with this idea? What was the catalyst behind it?
A couple of things. We went to Warrnambool last year when we weren't in lockdown.
Yeah.
And we stumbled across some wallies on the, like near the beach there, on some poles and stuff. And we had great fun, my daughter and my husband, just trying to find where the next one would be. And I was on Instagram Saturday night and I saw one of my sewing friends was doing something very similar and having a little hunt in her neighbourhood in Sydney.
Right.
I thought, I could do that. We could do that at the rec reserve. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah,
so,
it is. It's a great little, now that we get like a couple hours exercise, it's a great little thing to make your walk with the kids just that little bit more interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's not a rocket science hide and seek sort of thing. It's pretty follow the path and you probably find them all, but it's just something, it's interesting, it's a bit of fun and yeah, we're overwhelmed at how much everyone loves it. It's really exciting.
Now, you've got a Facebook group. What's the name of the Facebook group?
Where's Wally Alfreton, but soon to be Where's Wally Alfreton and Lucas.
Oh, okay. So you're expanding the operation.
Apparently, yes. It's very exciting. I've been asked by a couple of my friends if they could have some templates, if you will, and I was quite happy to forward them on. So someone's going to set one up in Alfreton, which is, you know, in the 5K zone for probably most Alfreton people too. So we might as well share the fun. And then I've got another friend, Louise Jones, who's setting up one in Brown Hill.
Oh, fantastic. So we should try and aim to get one in each suburb of Ballarat. Wouldn't that be great? Spread it all over Ballarat.
That would be fantastic. If anyone does want to have a copy of the template, I'm more than happy to flick them an email. You obviously need to get yourself or have access to a laminator and a printer. But yeah, I think it's just something fun that's not breaking the rules, getting people outside and it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what, considering that, you know, not a lot of, you know, different stuff is happening, we're hearing the same news each day of like COVID numbers and lockdowns and blah, blah, blah. Hearing like local stories like this just puts a bit of, you know, it spreads a bit of positivity, I think, as well.
It does. I've been overwhelmed with emotion at just how grateful people were for something to do. And, you know, I didn't do it for any reason other than just it was something fun to do. And, you know, I know that we had fun setting it up. So I assume that other people would have fun finding them. And it's a really, really nice thing. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think a great way to get the kids out of the house if you're homeschooling them as well for a little while.
Let's be honest, that's a fact.
Yeah, definitely. Natasha, thanks so much for having a chat this morning.
No worries. Thanks for your time, Josh. Power FM Reggie, 100% Ballarat.